All right, out there and all you ships at sea, today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. And we're holding at the Mishnah. And Boker.
Or.
There we go. Who's going to do the Zok the Halakha Mishnah? Oved Levi, you look like the oldest here.
That's
not ready, huh? Zok the Halakha Mishnah. Ha'omer la'isha. Ha'reyat mekudeshet li ha'menacha adaber alayach l'shiltah. Suppose you say to a woman, you will be Mekudesha to me on condition that I can use a little protectia, my connections to the mayor, or Esei Mach Kapoel, or I'm going to work for you for the day, and we're going to take care of the cleaning up that basement of yours. So then, Diber Alea L'Shilton, V'Asayimo Kapoel, Mekudesha. So if he does, then she's Mekudesha. V'im Lav, Eina Mekudesha. Says Reish Lakish, the chiddush, actually, of this Mishnah is.
He does or she does?
He does. He's going to do this for her. Right? You are Mekudesh to me if I do this for you. Says Reish Lakish, obviously, the point of the Mishnah is not that you do something that you said you're going to do. I mean, we know that it's not. It's not. The point of the Mishnah is actually, and we're going to see how this works out later, when we start from scratch, but right now let's not be naive, and note that there's only one possible point in the Mishnah. And that point is that the guy is saying almanat, on condition that. And the meaning of the Mishnah would have to be that the only way that this works is if he says on condition. But if he tries to say be mekudesha to me because I will do these things, she would not be mekudesha. So in other words, the value of this service is not able to be mekadesha for some reason. Now that's a big critic. Omre Shlokish, the Mishnah is clearly only talking about Vuhushnatana Shavapruta. It's only if he separately gave her Shavapruta, and then he made a condition about these issues. That's what we're talking about over here. We are not talking about a case where he's trying to use the value, the sachar, of this act as the source of the Kesef Kedusha. Says the Gemara, why? The sachar lo, what? You're telling me you can't use the value? I mean, it says beferish in the Braita that you can use the value. Look what it says. Bischar, somebody says to a woman, Areyat Mekudeshet Li. Bischar, Shir Kaftich Alach Hamor. Because I just gave you a ride on my beautiful donkey. Or Shor Shaftich Bekaron, I've put you in my stagecoach. Or Besvina, took you for a ride in my yacht. Ena Mekudeshet. But if you say, because in that case, clearly Ena Mekudeshet, why? Because even if these are things for which she owes you money, it's already a debt. So it's a Mekadesh B'Milvim, right? There's no money giving cash. So here it's ex post facto. But if he says, before the event, Bischasha Arkivei Chalachamor, I am going to give you a taxi ride in my taxi, and you're not going to pay. And then that's going to be your Kesef Kedushin. Or I'm going to give you a ride in my stagecoach. Or I'm going to cross you the river in my Svina. In all of these cases, she is Mekudesha. Now, how can Reish Lakish say you're not Mekudesha? V'chitem, I mean, don't try to tell me that the Braita is talking about Ochinami b'diyoyiv l'shavaprut that he had separately given her money. I mean, it clearly says b'sachar, not almanat. So that means that he is saying for the value of my taxi ride. Furthermore, I mean, if that's not persuasive to you, there's another Braita of Od Tanya. If a woman says to a guy, look, I'm looking for a gigolo, so, Shevi mi betzavta. You be my escort. Okay? Now that's valuable to me. And vakadesh lecha. And in the value of your being my escort, I will accept that as my kesef kedushin. Or, I'm in a bad mood, I need a comedian. Schok lefanai, okay? I need you to, you know, cheer me up. Or, do a little vaudeville like that. Rekod lefanai, vakadesh lecha. Or, asei kedimus azeh. Or, make me this little row of bricklaying I need. Whatever. So, shaminim yeshbo shavapruta. If the service is worth the shavapruta, let's say you got a good-looking guy like Aaron who's willing to be a gigolo, right? I mean, then you're ready to go. I mean, it's clearly worth the shavapruta. You don't even have to buy a diamond ring in those cases. This is great. So here it's clearly saying that you could be makadosh a woman with the value of the escort. Certainly not going to try to tell me that this case is talking about where you gave her separately money. Because it says, Beferish Shaminoto. It says you have to estimate, you have to value the service. If the service is that Richie's giving you a ride on his sailboat, clearly, I mean, that is a ride easily worth a Shavapruta. You can feel safe, calm in the hands of an experienced captain. The fact that his wife is screaming, "We're going to sing, we're going to sing," that has nothing to do with it. Just ignore the wife. And then you be Mekudeshet. Anyway, to you after the Rish Lakish. This seems to clearly disprove Rish Lakish's contention that the Mishnah is telling us that you cannot be Mekadesh a woman by giving her a ride in your sailboat. Answers Rish Lakish, "Well, of course, you're 100% right. I'm not Rish Lakish. I ain't Tana Baras Sava." Obviously, the author of these two brayot holds that it would work, but that must be because he holds Eina L'Shirut Ela L'Besof. Now, you remember this big machloket we had earlier. How do we understand the nature of the debt that is created by a person's doing work? Is it that for each little bit of work that he does, he's owed that money, even though he hasn't completed a job, so that what we have is basically the gradual buildup of a debt, in which case, no matter what it's worth, it's always going to be Mekadesh B'Milva, because that last little bit that he finishes, that's not worth the Shavar Pruta, even though it creates now that he now sends the bill for the whole thing, that's irrelevant, because technically speaking, she's actually owed this piece by piece with every little bit of work that he did. So this Tana holds that's not the case. This Tana holds until the job is completed, the money isn't owed, which means the last piece of work that he does, he says, "I do hereby give you, all in one shot, the value of a taxi cab ride to Harnot." There you go. So at that moment, he's giving her over Kiddushin. That's true. That's that Tana. But obviously, our Tana disagrees. And he holds Yeshana Tzchirut Mitchilavat, so that all along, there's been a gradual buildup of the money that's owed, but it's always going to be a Mekadesh B'Milva. And therefore, our Tana would never accept the services of a gigolo to be the actual Kesef Kiddushin. Why? What forces Rish Lakish into this crazy situation? My duchit Rish Lakish, lukmei lematniti, b'yeshad eschirut mitchila v'atzofu v'diyayivla. Why does he have to insist that our Tana says, no, it's got to be you gave her money besides? Maybe the Tana is talking about a condition. On my Rava, because he read the Mishnah, maybe? Matniti kashite, obviously, you read the Mishnah. Why do you think the Mishnah phrases this whole situation as a condition? My ira the tani al minat. Why would the Mishnah say, on condition that I do this thing for you, I use my protection? Nitne bischar. Why doesn't the guy sell his protection? They're just about to indict the governor, right? I think they say, Illinois, for trying to sell. That's amazing. Sell Obama's seat, the highest bidder. Now look, I appoint you a senator. How much? He's a big trouble. So anyway, so clearly protexia is a useful kind of thing, worth a lot of money. But since the Tana insists that it's only on condition, and it's not actually the value, that must be the whole point the Tana's making. You want to make a deal about protexia, I'll tell you the only deal you can do. It's just a condition. You know, you want to show her your bower skills. That's basically what we're talking about. But as far as the value of the condition, that's got to be separate. And that's the point of the Mishnah in stressing Almanat. If the Mishnah wanted to tell you that Ein L'Shirut Ela L'Besof, and that would be the point of the Mishnah, then obviously the Tana would have said, B'Sachar, for the value of my talking to the Shilton. And therefore, we have a very honest man, through no fault of his own, who can't use the value of the protexia. He can only show off with his protexia. Okay, so this is Shema Mina Kol Almanat Hecha D'Yayim Lohu. Whenever you say that language of unconditioned, clearly that's talking about a case where you had given her the value of the Kiddushin separately. Dear President, we have been waiting. Almanat sheyirtze abba. Now here this guy, the chassan, is a little bit iffy about this, you know, and he doesn't want to get cut off by Big Daddy. So he says, look, I'm going to give you a Kiddushin on condition that my father agrees, you know, but I'm not interested in getting into any battles here. So then Ratzav, if the father indeed wants, then she's Mekudeshet. But Imlav ain't a Mekudeshet. So if you know that the level of the volume increases with the square of the distance, you're aware of that, which means that a minor change in the physical situation of the distance of the microphone to me can make a horrifically distortive change. It's all very carefully balanced. Right.
So, want to keep it dry. Though.
Yeah, I know. So now, in that case, okay, the father wants it's a mikudesha. What does that mean exactly, the father wants? That's not clear. I mean, is that like a, does he write this up in a document, I do hereby agree? Does he say he agrees, or does he just not object? Now that's going to become clear in the Gemara, and it's actually very important to define. Be'im lav, ena mikudesha. Now, meitav, here's where we get into problems. How about if the father dies? So obviously, I mean, he hasn't said anything, right? I mean, otherwise, he already did or didn't. So meitav, if the father dies, so then I raise him a kodeshet, which seems to imply that he didn't need to say anything, because, I mean, he didn't say it, he died, but he didn't say it. So then it seems to be saying just that he didn't object. Okay. Then it says meitav bein, if the chosen dies. So now we got a little bit of a problem, because she is chayevet and yibum. He died before they even got to the chuppah. What's he going to do? She needs to marry his brother. So we tell Big Daddy, listen, why don't you just say you didn't like the marriage in the first place? So then the marriage is annulled, because he only made a condition on condition. And then she won't have to get yibum. So malam dima av lomar she'ino rotze. We tell the dad to say he never liked her anyway. So now this seems to be saying that he can articulate. He has to say that he didn't like it. But, and okay, so the Mishnah is not clear. It's the case that he's, I mean, you said a moment ago, as long as he didn't say anything, now you're saying he has to say the opposite. The Mishnah is very confusing.
Even much later.
Oh, this is what we're going to see. So, my amanach yirtzah, what does it mean when somebody says that? I mean, does he have to say, I do agree? So, ilay ma'ado omar aba in. He has to say, yes, I agree to the marriage. So then the next case doesn't work. Look at the middle case. The middle case is the father died. So, what is that supposed to mean? If he died before he said yes, then he didn't agree. I mean, if he died after he agreed, then obviously what's the difference? So, obviously, he never said yes. So then why is that considered to be a kedushin? That's true, but that wasn't the Tanai. The Tanai was yes to agree. Ella, do we say that what? That he should be quiet, in other words. Ella amanach yishtok. In other words, you're saying now, as long as he doesn't say anything, so then if he dies, so then he never said anything, so it's okay. All right, so let's take a look at the next case. Ema seifa. Meita bein, malam dimeta avlo masha in orotze. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, obviously, they'd already been married. We're saying, now he died, now to chavet yibo. So now what? Now a year later, he's going to say, no, I don't want it. He was already quiet. You said it was a function of his being quiet. You're making me crazy over here. Which way is it? Am I about Shatikla? He already was quiet, no? Elo Amal, it's got to be the case that it's only Amanat Shaloyim Che'a. But the whole point is, the last case of the Mishnah, that says that we teach the father to say that he didn't want, he never liked the marriage anyway. So clearly, it can't work like the first case. The first case has got to be talking about. Here it's got to be talking about the father not being mocha at any time. So at any point that the father would be mocha, he would now annul the marriage, which is not like the reisha, because the reisha, we said, amanat sheyishtok. Over here it's got to be amanat sheloy yimcheh. Okay, so as long as he hasn't been mocha, we don't have a problem. The moment he'll be mocha at any time, he's going to now cancel the kedushin retroactively, because the guy didn't give any particular period of time. He just said, on condition that my father never complains about this, right? So then we've got a contradiction. We're making a Mishnah. Each case is like switching directions over here. So you're telling me, Reisha Bechat time. And the only way that the Reisha works out over here, we said, is Almanat Shaloyim Che'ab. You said, right? So then the Reisha is Bechat time. And then the middle case switches, and the Seifa switches in another direction. It's got to be talking about that we give him time to be Moche, as long as he wasn't Moche, so then it's okay. So if he died, so then it's fine, he wasn't Moche. So how does that work? Says Rabbiana, it works, because you have brains, and then anybody intelligent looks at the Mishnah and says, obviously we must have been offering you different cases. And maybe that's the whole point, that we need to recognize the meaning of the statement in context. What did he say? Did he say that dad won't complain? Did he say that dad says he agrees? Okay, maybe that's the point of the Mishnah. Well, what's so terrible about that? Amrei Shlokish says, I just want you to notice that If Rabbi Yonai is ready to explain the Mishnah like this, and clearly, I mean, that's not a very intuitive way of explaining a Mishnah. So in other words, what that means is that it's more kedai, as a rule, to go to a counterintuitive explanation, even where you have a simple solution. The simple solution is to say that indeed the Mishnah is talking about one case where the guy said, without further ado, Amanach Yirtzava, and there's a machloket tanoim between the Tana of the Reisha and the Tana of the next case, is what that implies. Does it imply Achi Yishtok? Or does it imply Shaloim Achel whenever he'll be Mocheh? I mean, that's what you could have said. And you could have said it's Trey Tanoi. So apparently, says Reish Lakish, I mean, Rabbi Yonai is saying that Dachkino Mukmino Matin to betray Tama Ali Bechatana, Velo Mukmino betray Tanoi Bechatayma. It's better to keep the case said according to the same person and to change the details of the case rather than to keep the same case and to change the assumption of the author. There's two approaches here. Says Rav Yosef Barami, look, you guys are excruciatingly agonizing over something that's a very simple explanation. It's not even one problem. The Mishnah is talking about the same case. It's no problem. It's Chat Taima. Al-Menach Yirtza Abba indeed means Al-Menach Shelo Yimche Abba. That's what it means. The only thing is, so you're saying, so then how exactly do we explain the case over here, the opening case, right? So then, that's Mekudesh. It's not really Mekudesh, because you could always complain at some other point. It'll all be a suffix Mekudesh, basically, is what the first case would be talking about. That doesn't make sense. It does, says Rabbi Yosef. All you need to do is insert one word, which is that, obviously, the Tana of the Mishnah expects you to recognize that there's a time limit. I mean, the guy doesn't say, if 30 years from now my father gets mad at you and says he never liked you anyway, so now the marriage is annulled. I mean, there's nothing counterintuitive about that. When a guy makes a condition like this, it's for a while, the period of engagement, whatever. So there's each case now works out perfectly. What's the problem? As long as there was a time, Ratza'av means, not that he gives a statement, Ratza'av means he didn't say anything for 30 days. So then his silence is now all that we need, because he can no longer be Mocha. But the real meaning of the Mishnah is, I'm giving my father a right to object to this marriage. Or forever hold your peace. It's as simple as that. That's very natural, that's all. So in that case, when we say Ratzav, as if there's some particular end, there is. But the end isn't that you were quiet when you heard about it, which is what you thought. The end is, where 30 days passed, you didn't object. That's the difference. And now, all of the cases fill out just fine. If the father dies, meaning within the 30 days, so he hasn't objected. So then it's a Mekudesh. Not because he agreed, but because the only meaning of the Mishnah was, I give him the right to object and therefore cancel my marriage. Not that I need his acquiescence. That's not the point. And then in the final case, where it says Metabein, clearly it's talking about Metabein within the 30 days. And now we say to the father, listen, object now while we can. Then we won't get into a Yibam problem. Simple.
It could be that the father's dying was a protest. If you marry that girl,
I'm going to get a heart attack.
You know, right? Exactly.
Well, ain't nothing on it. I mean, if he makes that clear.
That's after
we get married. You know, or he drops dead when he hears about it. Yeah, ain't nothing on it. That may well be enough of a mocha.
Why 30 days?
Whatever. I just, yeah.
Sounds like it is just the concept of a guna and trying to prevent that by making a condition before the marriage so that if something comes up much later, you can make an annul marriage.
No, so if that would be the case, then obviously it wouldn't have been Shloshim Yom. That was the Gemara's Havamina over here. Yes, but the Gemara's objection to that was that it can't mean Ad Yomar Abba. Not just the Adomar Abba in, and then what? Rotza Av, what happens if he doesn't say in? So if the case is that why can't we say the case is he isn't Mocha? Because if the case is he isn't Mocha ever, so then she'll never be Mekudeshet Vadai. She'll only always be Mekudeshet Safek. So the Gemara didn't accept that as the explanation of the Reisha, right? That's why we said the Reisha has got to be talking about that there's a built-in time, because otherwise how can you say a Reisha Mekudeshet? She'll never be Mekudeshet if we always leave the option in the hand of the father. We can never come up with that statement. That's the problem with these kind of events, right? If you build in something that can be triggered at any time, so then she's never vada mikudesh. That's the problem. Exactly. I mean, that's the whole point that the Gemara is making over here. That there's no way to say that it's talking in the Reisha. There's no way to say that. Because then it would never have said Mekudeshet, which is remarkable. Because that has a lot of contemporary implications, where people attempt to get out of this problem of being locked into the need for a get by making some type of conditional prenuptial, that then there's never Vada Kedushin, because there's always something that could trigger the annulment of the Kedushin, which is the whole point, but it obviously undoes Kedushin. So you might as well just shack up. I mean, that's basically what it boils down to. You're always just suffering with Kedushin. Which by definition means there's no unique dedicated relationship, which is the objection to the whole idea. It's undoing the nature of Kedushin. What's that? No, the regular prenuptial doesn't define the Kedushin as being bought. It just defines the financial and so other obligations that come as a result of the dissolution, but it doesn't define annulment.
I don't know if Yosef, it changes the Nusach.
Yeah. Because he's saying that, look, in any event, we're all agreed that the Tana is leaving up to you to define the circumstances to make the Mishnah consistent. So you have three options. You could say the Mishnah is consistent because it's a machlokas tanoim. You could say the Mishnah is consistent because it changes gears in the middle, is referring to two different cases, one where he said shelo yimacher and the other one where he shishto. Or you could say that the Mishnah is talking about the same Tana and the same case, and something very logical that the person wanted there to be a kedushin, and therefore he said he gave a time limit, which is the norm. I mean, I pointed out to you, between the lines, that this is what the church does, lahavdo, right? In order to make sure that nobody can tie it with a suffic kedushin, so the priest gets up and says, yeah, anybody who has something to say about this kedushin, say it now, or forever hold your peace. Later on, if you're not meicha now, we don't accept it, you're going to say, I never agree. Okay, so that's the point.
That wasn't in the church, he showed up
3 months later. In Okinami, that's why this makes more sense.
I've never heard the priest say that.
Because they're offshore.
Right. Okay. Continues. All right, so we have a very nice pirish here. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef, and now we can hear from our dear president. A father comes along and says, Kidashti et biti. And I'll be darned, I can't remember the guy's name. I think he had a beard and glasses. This yeshiva Pokemon all look the same to me anyway. But so I don't remember. Oh boy, now we got problems, because since he's in power to be accept Kedushin for his katana, he now can answer her, I'll call Olam Kulo. So now comes along a guy, and he volunteers. He says, it was me. Okay, so Barachad Vamar Nikirashtiya. He's believed. We're going to see why in the Gemara. Now, how about if two guys come along, as they both say, it was me. Zeomer Anikirashtiya, Zeomer Anikirashtiya. This was some gorgeous girl, let me tell you, or else the father is an awfully rich father-in-law. But he's got lots of people who are interested in claiming that they were the ones who were Mekanisha. So in that case, Shneem Notnim Get. Both of them can give her a get and be mad to her to anybody else. Or if they want, one can give a get and one of them can marry her. Echad noten get, ve'echad kones, or they can shoot it out, you know, whoever survives. So Omer Rav, when we say that he's believed, we don't mean that he's believed. In this first case, guy comes along and says, I'm the guy. So then he's believed only to give her a divorce, which will allow her to marry other people. But he is not believed that he's the one, and therefore he can say that I was Mekadesh her. That you can't do. And the main idea over here is, because Ein Adam Chote, he's Neman Liten Get, only because Ein Adam Chote Velo Lo. People do not sin when they don't get any pleasure out of it. And if you're going to go to hell already, then you need to enjoy yourself. So what's he going to do? He's going to volunteer to save this poor girl's life by claiming that he was the one and giving her a get. What does he get out of that? Nobody's that good to be mater nesha dishli olam. So therefore, we say, okay, he's believed, because otherwise he wouldn't have said it. But to say, eino neman lichnos, he's certainly not believed to say, I'm the guy who married her and she is my wife, because maybe he really was turned on by this girl. So he's ready to lie and to sin, but that's because he gets something out of it. Rav Ashi says, not true. You're even Neman Lichnos. If he says you're the guy, I'm the guy, then he can actually take her as a wife. Now, Rav Ashi is moda, that this only applies to the case of the father. But if a woman who's an adult says, I accepted Kiddushin, but all these men look the same to me. They're like a bunch of donkeys anyway. So nitkadashti ve'eni yodat l'minit kadashti. I can't remember his name. Uba achad v'omra nitkadashti. A guy shows up. So now she answers herself on the whole world because she's saying, I'm an Ashish and I don't know who my husband is. Big mistake. So a guy shows up and says, it's me, honey. Don't you remember? So there, I agree with Rav, she'eino ne'eman lichnos. He is not believed to take her as a wife. Because over there, even if she knows that he's lying, he knows that she's ready to play along because the alternative is horrific for her. So Mamela, we can't believe him. In that case, lichnos. So to believe him that he wouldn't be chotevel olo, yes. But the reason that I say he's believed in the case of the father is because it's a heck of a chutzpah to show up when the guy, I mean, he may not remember who he was accepted Kiddushin, but he certainly remembers who he didn't accept Kiddushin. So this guy shows up and says it was me. He's going to give, oh man, what a chutzpah. So nobody's going to do a thing like that, Tainas Rav Ashi, unless he's really telling you the truth. And so I say, therefore, that she's believed, but in the case where it's she herself, then not. And I accept that in that case I'm moda to Rav. So moda Rav Ashi b'amidit kadashi b'achad b'amidit kashti einan amandichnas. Now, it says in the Mishnah, let's take a look at the second case. Two people show up. They both say, it's me. Ratsu, if they are in agreement, one of them can give a get, and one of them can be kones. I thought Rav said we never believe a guy to be kones. What are you talking about? Ki yufti to Rav, I understand. The Mishnah says Beferish the guy can marry her, and Rav is claiming, well, of course, couldn't marry her, can only give her a get. So how does he explain the second case? Amar lo Rav, now wait a minute. Over there, gentlemen, we have a lineup. There's a tremendous difference when there's a lineup. So the father's looking at these two guys. Oh, yeah, of course it's him. It's not this crazy guy. So Bishlema, for a person to say he's willing to take a risk to go and come. But he's going to take a risk in a lineup when there's another guy that's saying it's me? And the father and him are going to immediately recognize each other. And boy, is he going to look like, I mean, an opportunist is a very, very mild word. I mean, this is going to ruin his reputation for life. So over there, of course, he would never have showed up if there was another guy there. So given the Ika Acharba days, if there's another guy, in that case, Irtute Mirtat, he certainly is frightened of claiming anything. And Tanya Kavate de Rav Ashi, we also have a bright that it says like Rav Ashi, in that it says there, if a man says kidashti et biti v'eni yodei alami kidashtiya, uba echad ve'omer kidashtiya, af ne'eman lichnos, he's even believed on his own to be kones. Not only that, if he acts quickly, and he's kones are on the spot, and then all of a sudden comes somebody else and objects. It's me. It wasn't him at all. In that case, even if a ba acher after kansau ba acher v'amir ani kidashtiya, it's too late. Lo kol emin lo sra alav. This new guy is not believed to aser this man's new bride on him. In the case of a yishash amran yitkadashi v'eni odad l'min yitkadashi, uba echad v'amir ani kidashti. In that case, a neman lichnos. Here the bride says, Beferish, he's not believed, mipnei she'i mechapa alav, because she's going to cover for him. Even though she's looking at him, she said it wasn't him. Yeah, right. Of course, now I remember. So, because otherwise, her life is going to be a disaster. Iboilu, mahu, how about lisko al yado? Would we believe this person to the father saying over here, I was mekadesh my daughter? And we don't have any witnesses. And now she goes and sleeps with somebody, which he says, certainly, that wasn't him. And now, so now we say, okay, so here we have a beautiful Nara Umurasa who's sleeping with this guy, Chayev Skila. We don't even have any witnesses. But the Torah says that he's believed to say, Bitina Tati Lisha Zeh. So is he believed to be Mechayev, this guy? So Rav Omer Ein Sochlin. Rav says, no, the Torah never believed him in terms of defining the facts. They believed him in terms of defining Yisurim. But in order to act upon those Yisurim, you have to know the facts. And therefore, Ein Sochlin. Rav Asi Omer Sochlin. Rav Omer Ein Sochlin. Because ki hem nerach manel avli Yisurim. The Torah only believed the father to define her status in terms of Yisur v'heter. But certainly not to define the reality. Liktolo lo hem ne. So to get somebody killed, we're not going to believe him. Rav Asi Omer Sochlin, because lekula miltem nerachman la'av. The Torah defines the disposition of this woman as an eshet ish, halachically based on the father. Once she's an eshet ish, the rest follows automatically. We don't look at the father. So that, and it's very often like this, where we will rely on a standard that in no way would have been sufficient to initiate a case. And nonetheless, it's sufficient for us to assume that this is what happened. So in other words, we have the case of the flying camel, where we have witnesses that such an event took place here, and that these people who are claiming to have been there were in another location at that during that day. And therefore, they're chayav misa because they're claiming they witnessed a murder that they could never have seen. How do we know that they didn't catch a flying camel? Says the Gemara. Maybe they got a helicopter ride. Because it's very unlikely. On the basis of very unlikely, you're going to define a din. So as we go according to the chazak of norms. So over here also we go on the fact that the Torah first makes the definition. Then the case proceeds according to that definition. But on the other hand, says Rav Asi, but I motive to you that where the woman says that is kadash. That then, of course, because there the Torah never believed her, right? The Torah never said we believe a woman saying it kadash. It's basically that she is shavian hafshachaticha de isura. She's claiming that she's an Eishes Ish. The fact that you say something about yourself does not have any legal validity other than in the way we force you to continue acting since you're claiming that this is what you are, an Eishes Ish. But on the basis of your claim, we're certainly not going to act in legally in terms of the consequences. So if she says Nitkadashi, of course ain't so clean. V'yom Rav Asi. Now, I know what you're thinking. That Hani Shmaita to the D, Marav Sinigre. I mean, this is mind-boggling. Marav Sinigre means it breaks through the roof. We would say in English, it's mind-boggling. Because you say, this guy Rav Asi is crazy. Because look, Ashtu, Mabba, Mokom Shi'im Balechnos Koneis, Amet so clean. Mokom Shi'im Balechnos Eno Koneis, Eno Dinsha so clean. That you would say to me, well, wait a minute. In the case, you yourself, Rav Asi, you said that if a man shows up and claims it was me, we'll believe him. And even so, Rav Asi is saying over there, despite that fact, we will be konates, we will be sokel in the case where we haven't decided who the guy was. But where it's her, and she answered herself, and over there it's so chomer that even if a guy comes along and says, it was me, we don't believe him, but nonetheless, it's kal. In that ain't so clean. So you say that's inconsistent. But of course, it's not inconsistent in the least. You're going to say, Hashtu ma'abu mokum shi balachlos koneis. In the case where the father says something, where according to me, we will accept the man who claims it was him, and we believe him. And nonetheless, I say that in that case, we will give you skila if you're not the guy. So koshikein ma'akum shi balachlos eno koneis, where she was the one who claimed it, and therefore it's so chomer we will not accept her lover, eno dinsha so clean, velohi. But of course that's not true. The avs, the dispensation, is based on the Torah's belief in that it gives him the kayak to say it bitina tati leishazah. So la'av, hemne, the father was believed, hemne rachmana, ledida lo'emna, there was never any special status given to her word about this matter. So there's two shitot so far, Rav and Rav Asi. Comes along Rav Chista and says a third shita. Rav Chista says nobody is believed to define the dispensation of the case in terms of skila. And ze, echad ze, v'yachad ze, ein so kli. This is Rav Chista l'shitato. Rav Chista has an interesting shita about something that occurs very often. How do we know somebody's birthday? So nowadays where we have records, and we have the doctor and the nurse signs on the certificate when it was that the birth took place and so on. So there you can say we have objective birth certification. That's what a certificate is, a certification. But, I mean, we know, all of us, I'm sure, have relatives in which we never really know how old the relative is. Because everybody's got a different idea, right?
You're the cow died.
Yeah, no, it's really true. I mean, I, my own family, there are many people. You know, she says it was this year, he says it was this year. So now, a birthday is very important. Halacha, because the birthday will define, let's say a kid sleeps with an erva. Maybe he's 9 years old and therefore is considered to have had sex with her for her. In terms of the legalities for her, she chayevet. Or if he's not 9 years old, then halachically speaking, he never had sex with her, right? So for her. Is he 9 years old or is he not 9 years old? So the parents have always claimed that he was born on January 20th. Should we believe the parents? I mean, they're not witnesses that they're believable. Or how about the kid is 13? Do we know he's 13? That when he entered into a contract or did a such and such a sin or whatever that he has, that he's fully not capable of doing that? How do we know? So you'll say, what do you mean, how do we know? I mean, we see he reached puberty. Otherwise, he wouldn't be bar mitzvah anyway. He might have reached puberty at 11 or 12. I mean, but obviously, if he's a grown person, we don't need to know his birthday. But when he's a kid, and all we could see is that he's reached puberty, how do you know that he's really 13 and able to be chai? So Rav Chisda, this is Rav Chisda l'shitato, how's Rav Chisda l'taymi? Rav Chisda says, we never believe a parent in terms of external chiyuvim, of malchus, skilah, so on and so forth. If somebody says, b'nizeh ben teisha shanim yom echad, say, he's been claiming all along his son is 9 years old. According to what he's saying. Son is 9 years old, so now he slept with somebody that was usher. So now she's going to be chayevet. Or bitizo bat shalosh shanim yom echad. The same idea. So she's capable now of intercourse. Ne'eman le korban. The ne'emanut is that you can go and say, okay, so I want to bring a korban. It happened b'shogeg. I want to bring a korban. Fine. You can bring a korban based on that. Avolola makot. Volola onashin. But certainly not to something that is going to be an onesh that we will impose upon you. That not. Furthermore, we have a braita that says that, not in exactly the same case, but in an equivalent case, in terms of determining whether a child is bar mitzvah. Tanya kavatei de Rav Chisda. It says in the braita, a man who's been saying that according to his birthday, b'nizeh ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, this kid is over his 13th birthday. Or biti is bat yud bet shana v'yom echad. So he may be ne'eman for certain legalities, such as nedarim. You can say that if the child makes a neder, the neder is chal. He could be neman in terms of charami. If the child is machrim from his own property, the cherem will be chal. If he says erchi alai, he'll be mechayev himself. But certainly not for things for, I mean, hekdeshot, yes, erchim, yes, bavalola makot. Vololo nashi, he's not believed for anything outside of that. So we cannot say that they have reached puberty without being able to define their age. Unless, of course, we can. I mean, we see that it's fully grown. But in a case where we have any doubts in the matter, a parent's testimony is meaningless. And therefore, over here also, in this case of 9 years old or 3 years old, parent's testimony is meaningless. And therefore, even in terms of bitina tati lishazet, the parent's testimony is meaningless other than in that particular deal in which the Torah says, he's them to say bitina tati lishazet. Vis-a-vis the Isser, but certainly not vis-a-vis the Totsa'ot of that Isser. We are indeed. Ha'omer li'isha. Ha'reyat mekudesh le'emanat shadaber alayich l'shilton, or e'esei mach kapoel. Diber alayich l'shilton, asai mach kapoel, mekudeshet v'imlav e'ina mekudeshet. Omer shalakir, but this is obvious he's talking about shenatan l'shavar pruta, not that he's trying to use the value of the protection. What? Why not? Rizchar lo. Vatanya bizchar shir kaftich alach hamor. Or shal shaftich bekaron. O bisvina. Enim bekudeshet. But, because it's a milveh. But bizchar shir kaftich alach hamor. Shal shivech bekaron. O bisvina mekudeshet. Vechitema. We're talking about over here. Akinami b'diyoev lo shavapruta. It says beferish bizchar ka'oma. Another bright. Vatanya. Shevi mi bitzavta v'akadesh lecha. Or sechok lefanai, or kod lefanai, or asek dimus hazeh, so then shamin, im yesh b'shavar pruta mekudeshet min lav, ena mekudeshet, what are you going to tell me? That hokinami b'riyoiv lo shavar pruta besides? It says, b'feresh shamin otu ka'oma, to yuv tere shlakish, Well, obviously, I tana brosovar that ain't a leschirut elabilibisov, and therefore it's not a milva. But clearly, tana didansava yesh leschirut mitchilavatsov. Why? My doctor is lokish. Look, he made the matnit to be yesh leschirut mitchilavatsov ubri yoivlo, when he could have just said that it means bisachar. Omarova, because the matnit mikashite. My yari the tali almanat. Why doesn't it say bisachar? So clearly, that's the point of the Mishnah. That Shema Amino Kol Almanat is always going to be used where Echidi Oivlohu. Almanat Shiyirtse Ava. So then Ratsa Av Mikudeshe, Vimla Avina Mikudeshe. Meta Ava is a Mikudeshe. Meta Bain, Melamdima Av Lomar, Sheino Ratse. So my Almanat Shiyirtse Ava. Lema Ado Omar Ava In. What else could it mean? So, but then the next case doesn't work. I mean, it's Yata. Meta Ava is a Mikudeshe. I thought he never agreed. Ela means amanachi shtokaba, right? Okay, so the name is safe. Meta bain melandimet avlomashen orotze. I thought he was already shotek. Ela amarla amanachi loim cheava. So he has to say now means something else. So reisha bechat taima, mitziata vesefa bechat taima. Rabbi Yanai, why not? Yeah. Reish Lakish, well, that clearly shows Shmamina Rabbi Yanai that tachkinu mukmina batnita betray taima. But Aliba the Katana, rather than being Mukmina betrayed Tanai, Ubechataima. Rabbi Yosef Barami says, look, it's very simple. Leolam Chataimahu, Umay Amanach Yirtza Abba, Amanach Shaloyim Che Abba, within the next Shloshim Yom. Kidashti Biti, Beni Odele Mikidashtia. Barachat Vermanikidashtia, Neeman. Zeomer Anikidashtia, Zeomer Anikidashtia. Shneem not im yet, or im Ratsu, Echad not in yet, Vechad Kones. Omar Rav is only Neman Liten Gate, but certainly not Neman Lichnoz. Neman Liten Gate, because Ein Adam Chotev Lolo, Ein Adam Lichnoz, because Emi Yitzotokfo. Rav Asi Omer Af Neman Lichnoz. Umod Rav Asi Bo Omeret Nitkadashti, Ve'ini Yodat Lemi Nitkadashti. Uba Achad Vomer Kitashtia, there for sure Ein Adam Neman Lichnoz. Tonight. Rotsu echad no den get echad kones. No, but first you have to the rab. Omer lecha rab, no. Shaini atam, the kiva nidya echad biyadei. Ir tu te mirtat. Tane kavate de rabasi. Kidashti piti veni odeil mi kidashtia. Uba echad mi omer kidashtia av nema lechnos. Kansa uba acher vi omer ani kidashtia. Lav kalay mena lo esra alav. Whereas Aisha shamra nit kadashti. Vino dada mi nit kadashti. Uba achad vomer ani kidashtia. Eino nema nechnos vimnei shihi mechapa alav. Ibo elo. Mao liskol al yado. So Rabba marin tzaklin levasir masaklin. Rabba marin tzaklin ki hemne rachman ala av oni li yisura, but liktol ala hemne. Revasir omar saklin, lukula milt hemne rachman ala av. Om revasir omodina, ve omer dit kadashti, she ein saklin. Vom revasir ani shmaitet adidi, I'll bet you think merafs in ingra, huh? Because Ashton Mamma Makam Shibalak knows Kanais Amit Soklim. Makam Shibalak knows Eno Kanais Eno Dinja Soklim. But it's not. It's very simple. The logic is different in the two cases. Valohi, La Avem, Nerachman Aladida Lemne. Revchista Amarachat Zeviachat Zain Soklim. Oz Revchista Taime, Dom Revchista, a man who says, Benize Ben Teisha Shanav Yamechat. Abitizo, Bat Shalosh Shanav Yamechat. He may be Neman to have a guy who slept with them bring a korban. Avalola Makot. V'lo anashim. Tanya gavati Rav Chista, b'ni ze ben shloshes v'shalav yom echad. B'ti zo bat yud bet shalav yom echad. Ne'eman l'darim, l'charamim, l'akdashot l'arachim, av'lo l'makot v'lo anashim.